The Lord's faithfulness and goodness. That's what I'm here to tell you about this morning. As many, I would love to tell you how the Lord changed my life, but it's going to be a little bit different because for many people up here, you'll hear about, you know, I was this way, I was that way. I came to know the Lord and He changed me. Well, that's true, but the order was a little different for me. You see, I trusted the Lord when I was 9 years old, I believe. I had the gospel explained very clearly by my parents, and I believed it. And based upon scripture, I believe that I was saved at that point. My mom says she saw changes in my life, and I feel like mothers know. And besides that, I don't really have any other time on which to look back and say, man, that's like where it happened. But if you've been living under a rock all these years, let me just let you know that things happen after you're 9 years old, mainly puberty. That's what makes middle school the joy that it is. For the record, I love teaching middle school. For me, who always struggled with lying and deceiving, it brought up a whole new raft of secret sins, of temptations, of opportunities that I was ashamed of, things that I was interested in, things that I wanted to do, but that I wasn't about to tell anybody about. And I don't know, you could see it perhaps in my life as kind of like a compost heap. Now, compost is good. I have nothing bad to say about it. I'm going to help my wife build a compost bin out back this afternoon. We've already had one previously, and it's working out great. But the thing with compost is that it thrives in the dark. It thrives when it's shut up. And that was my sin. You see, as a Christian, again, remember this. I want you to understand that I knew the Lord at this point. But all of a sudden, I am tempted with these sins. I'm falling into them headlong. I mean, come on, I'm right at the dawn of the internet is when I started to go through all of that. But the big thing was, is that I kept the lid on it. And it was there in the dark. And, well, I thought nobody knew about it. Turns out kids aren't as good at hiding things as, you know, they may think they are. But I thought nobody knew about it. And so it was growing in there and festering and doing quite well. And as I went away to college, Well, I went to Chabot. But for someone who's homeschooled all his life, going to Chabot is indeed going away to college. Because all of a sudden, you have new opportunities. You know what I mean. New things to do without anybody watching you. And it was a really emotionally difficult time for me. Now, how's that for a weird way to say it? Because I was living in tension. I knew what I believed. And yet I knew what I was doing, and I hated myself for the things I was looking at, the places I was allowing my mind to go, the things I was doing. And yet at the same time, I loved those things, and I wasn't going to tell anybody about them. And I didn't know what to do. And the lid was on, and it was just growing and festering in there. And it was hard. But I said I'm here to talk about the faithfulness and the kindness of God. You see, God never said at any point during that time, well, okay, Dave, I'm done with you. You know, I'm sorry. If you're going to act this way and you're going to know you're trusting me and you're still going to do these things, I'm sorry, we're taking you back to square one. You're out. He never did that. And He was also gracious in the ways He allowed me to be caught or not caught. You know, He could have, as it were, ruined my life. He easily could have put me in a situation where I suffered public humiliation. Who knows what's going on, this, that, and the other thing. But He was so merciful to me because that's who He is. And He cared for me during that time. And the biggest thing was He kept working in me until finally I reached out to an elder to explain what's going on in my life, and I don't know what to do here. Because I knew my parents had no idea what was going on. I mean, you know, as a parent now, I look back, I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. And I heard from them later, of course they knew what was going on, but they were graciously waiting for me to come talk to them. But I went to an elder, I talked, and all of a sudden, that lid came off that compost a little bit, and the light started to creep in. It wasn't like a momentary, everything's fixed, but all of a sudden now, that I'm with somebody else, that I'm actually opening myself up to the Lord's work, that I'm talking with someone, the light's shining in, and the truth, and then the big truth that I am a child of God, that I am born again, the Lord is using that to clean me off, to get rid of all of that in my life. And as time goes on, the Lord doesn't do it right away, but at a certain point when he knew I was ready, he just brought him, there was a sermon at church, and the message of Dave, you need to be honest about what you struggle with, and you need to talk to your parents. And I remember that. I was like, really? And it was like, I mean, it was like God had said in my ear, okay, Dave, it's time. And it was like, gulp. But what am I going to do? He's my Lord. And so I went home, talked to my parents, and of course, like I said, there was the, well, of course. And I'm sitting here going, you mean I've been beating myself up this whole time? What if you knew, and you knew all the time? But again, the Lord was merciful. The Lord guiding me through that whole time. And as I'm living out of this new nature that he's given to me, he's cleaning me off. He's bringing around the right opportunities to finally push back the last vestiges of that sin. And I guess what I want to tell you this morning is that my testimony is of what the Lord did. Because he rescued me from what many people still wallow and still struggle with. And he rescued me simply by his grace, by his spirit in me, by his spirit working through others in my life. But I'm also grateful for what the Lord didn't do. I'm grateful for him waiting for me. I'm grateful for him looking at me as yet again I go into sin knowingly. And he says, okay, I still love him. He's still mine. And I'm working in him. And I'm grateful that the Lord did not write me off, but saw fit to say, you know what? I know what you see in that guy, but you don't know what I see I can do with him. And I'm grateful that he has still chosen to use me as he sees fit. So that's my testimony of how the Lord's worked in me. Praise the Lord. We have a very good God.